Robin Trower turned 75. You probably know him from Bridge of Sighs and all his solo stuff. But he was the guitarist for Procol Harum for 5 years. The first song that you know Procol Harum, probably the only one, is White or Shade of Pale. He was not in the band then. He joined right after that came out, and he played it live with them for 5 years. White or Shade of Pale sounded different than anything else on the radio at that time due to the organ sound. The Zombies keyboardist Rod Argent, also later of Argent, recalls he was blown away by it. It was the same time Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was out. And the single that was number one during that time was not from Sgt. Pepper's. It was from Procol Harum, 1967, White or Shade of Pale. Here's Rod Argent to say what that song meant to him.
What sticks out is their first huge hit, which was White or Shade of Pale. And I always remember hearing this record thinking, that's great, I've got to take this to a party. And I took it to a party that night. And no one at the party heard it, but once it went on the turntable, it stayed on the turntable all night long. I'd been playing the Hammond organ for a while, but that was the first time that I'd heard Hammond organ with a gorgeous, slow Leslie sound being really featured on a record. I wish I'd got there first.
That's so cool. He took a 45 to a party. Now you just take a 40. Hey, sorry. How do you make a lot of money by doing nothing? Well, we told you about Journey firing the bass player and the drummer because they tried to steal the Journey name underhandedly, so they're gone in the lawsuit now. It's going to happen for a while, Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain, but Steve Perry owned the name Journey with them when he was in the band. When he decided to leave, they had to negotiate. And so he gave up the rights to the name Journey, but he got a lot in return. For the first two tours without him, he got 50% of whatever Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain made, whatever was higher. He got 25% of what they made for the third tour, 12.5% for every tour after that, still going on today. And ticket sales, merchandise, sponsorships, same deal. Albums, he makes money on everything they do, and he doesn't do anything.